Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Lots to cover, lots to think about. This is your opinion show. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And we praise you for the God that you are, the great I am. We ask for your protection and your guidance over our politicians, over our leaderships, over our churches, over our lives. Father, we're in a mess, and you know it, and you know the reason as well as I do. It's because your people have forgotten who they are and whose they are. I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. I don't know about those that are listening, but I know that I fail you every day. Sometimes it feels like Paul who says, I know the things that I should do and I don't. I know the things I don't do and I do anyway. It's difficult. But Father, we ask for your blessings, even though we don't deserve it. And we thank you for the blessings you've given each and every one of us. Help us to see them. Sometimes we don't recognize the blessings that are so close. I ask for your direction for CSC Talk Radio, and I thank you for the privilege of being here and serving you for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, yesterday I shared a letter with you that is a newsletter, and I pray that I will get lots of self-addressed stamped envelopes who want that. And we're going to think about who else we're going to send those to on a regular basis. I don't know who sent it to me. So if it's going to come on a regular basis, I won't know when it comes or how often it's going to get here. But we will share as best we can. As I was going through some of the news this morning and some of the headlines, I thought, you know, because I said so, it doesn't work with adults. While a small child needs to obey their parents, as they grow older, you will need to use a bit more logic with them, because I said so will not suffice. When I was a young mother, an older woman who was in our Sunday school class, she was actually the teacher, she made a comment one time to us younger mothers that, to be sure when you say no to a child, it isn't just for your convenience. I know I failed that on occasion, but I never forgot her words. I'm sharing this with you because it seems like the politicians in D.C. overlook the needs and the wants of we the people, which is who they're really supposed to be there for. As I share some of the news and the opinions with you this morning, the division and the fact that our politicians just don't get it. Yeah, that's a line from Donald Trump. You know, he talks about the media, the fake news media, they just don't get it. Unfortunately, it's a correct statement. Our politicians don't intend to get it. An omnibus bill is all-encompassing. You know, they put everything in one bill. And the new stimulus bill, supposedly for COVID relief, we can't handle any more of their relief, can we? I think we've about had all the relief we could handle from them. It's $1.9 trillion. We the people, who are the payers of this, you have to understand, this money basically it is coming out of thin air because there isn't enough. But it's you that pays the bill. So when they act like they're doing you a favor, giving you a stimulus package, you know, they'll give you $600 or $1,200. I think they're thinking about upping it to $14 or maybe $2. all their pet projects get the majority of the money, making large donors very happy. We the people, we don't get it either. But we are the ones paying for it. Why? Because they say so? I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. And I don't think it's working anymore. Before I get into that, because I said so, I want to share with you two violent stories this morning. One is, just came in, there's a shooting in Oklahoma. It leaves 6 people dead. 5 of those people are children. It says the Muskogee Police Department said a man was also killed in the incident and a woman suffered life-threatening injuries. The identities of the victims were not disclosed. Authorities arrived on the scene and found the suspect who was not named, holding a gun, according to Fox 23. Police said an officer shot at the gunman and he tried to flee the area. After a short chase, the suspect was apprehended by the police. When inside the home, authorities found a man and 4 children dead. A 5th child died after being airlifted to hospital in Tulsa. Police confirmed that the suspect is related to the victims, but they did not elaborate on that. It looks to be a domestic incident. Police responded to the home on the 900 block of Indiana Street at around 1:30 a.m. this morning after a caller told 911 that several people were shot. That's one violent story. And the other one that also just came in this morning is 2 FBI agents were killed this morning while trying to serve a search warrant at a home in Sunrise, Florida, in a child pornography case, an agent at the scene told Fox News. One federal law enforcement source told the Miami Herald that at least 5 agents were shot and 2 were gravely wounded in the incident that occurred at about 6 a.m. It was in the Fort Lauderdale suburb. We hear more and more about child pornography and abuse and takings, human trafficking. More and more, it is rampant in this nation, even though many of us who live outside, live in the rural areas, we're a little bit, just a little bit, secluded from some of that. But not always, because it happens here too. And it's not always family taking. The majority of the time it is. This is a story that I saw last night. And it was disgusting on every side. On every side that I watched, this video was disgusting. It was a 9-year-old, a little girl. They had to pepper spray her. Now everybody says nobody should ever pepper spray a child. Well, I almost agree with that. It shouldn't happen. Now, this article that I got didn't quite say what the news that I heard last night was. The police officers were called in because of this disturbance and that this child was going to harm herself, 9 years old. And they get into a tussle with this 9-year-old. Now, if you've ever gotten a tussle with a 9-year-old, you've done something. You know you've been in a tussle. They could put up a pretty good fight, but I would think them. A big, strong man could take a 9-year-old down without having the pepper spray. But she was throwing a pretty big fit. I mean, she was throwing a fit. And I want to talk about that when we come back. I'm not excusing the officers for how they handled it, but I'm not excusing this child either. Yeah, she's a child. They have to learn not to throw fits. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I don't know what you expect people to do. I really don't. And we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. I'm not going to dwell on this very long because we don't know the whole story. The article I have here doesn't say it exactly like it was being promoted, like it was being told last night on TV, that this girl was trying to harm herself and they called the police. I don't know if it was the parents or a neighbor. The little girl at 9 years old, she wasn't a tiny little thing. She wasn't big, but she wasn't tiny. She was putting up quite a scrap. There's no way I could have controlled her. There are consequences to behavior, and children have to learn that. They pepper sprayed her. Would it have been any different if they'd have taken her and put her over their knees and whacked her one on the bump, on the rump? She needed something to calm her down. Should they have tried to give her a tranquilizer, or what were they supposed to do? She was biting, she was kicking. I realized they were men. They were trying their best. It was a mess. We'll never know all of the story. All we ever hear is the bad side of the police officers. They go in, that's one of the most dangerous things they can do, is go into a domestic dispute. Those are some of the most dangerous places they can, when they're called into. I know this, and Rudy knows that from family. Who knows? I mean, it looked horrible. You watch it on video, it looks terrible. But you can also see how she was fighting him. I have in my hand, I'm going to pass on this violence. We've heard enough of that today. But where are we, America? Where are we that a 9-year-old has to be arrested? That parents have to call in the police or neighbor? Oh, there's always been pieces of that around. You have good people and you have bad people. But the family unit in this nation is just crumbling. It's crumbling. These children are hurting. This nation is hurting. Well, I picked up this article, and it's from, at first I thought it was from American Greatness, and I thought, wait a minute, well, this doesn't sound like something from their website. No, it's not. It's from the Daily Caller, which is part of Fox News, and it's a Fox News contributor. This gentleman, who served under President Reagan and Bush, he titles this, not an angry opposition, but an effective opposition. And he says the Republican Party has a problem. It has too much anger and not enough votes. And he goes on in this article and he explains that. Well, that's assuming that our election wasn't stolen. Now, Beth, quit talking about that. You're going to get arrested. Well, I might get arrested. But do you ever wonder why conspiracies come to be? Is it because we're not given the information? I mean, we could sit here and guess all day about this 9-year-old. But we don't know the information. So these police are being judged very harshly for the way that they handled it. Suspended the one who finally used pepper spray on the child. But this article, he makes it out. Of course, they're going to the January 6th. All the violence that happened on the January 6th, it was bad. Don't get me wrong. It was bad. It was the wrong way to handle it. We've had violence on the left for a year. But he's calling the Republicans angry? Well, you know, you can only take so much before you get angry. Our founding fathers got angry. And they said, enough is enough. I want independence from this king. We can't live like this. He can't own our land. He lives across the ocean. What's he doing telling us what to do? Do you ever think that? They live in D.C. What are they doing telling us in Missouri what to do? Or Illinois or Kansas? You live there. How can you tell these police officers what they should or should not have done with this 9-year-old? It's easy to be, what do they call it, a Monday morning quarterback. That's easy. Yeah, it's kind of laughing. I only watch the Chiefs. That's the only football I watch. And I get kind of aggravated at the announcers or the commentators or whatever you want to call them. And I said, you know what? I don't understand why they aren't the coaches, because they have every single answer there is. They know the best way to run the play or which play to run. Or they know it all. Yeah. Monday morning quarterbacks are the amateurs who think they know it all. But this rhino, that's what he is. I'm going to call him that. And his name is Pinkerton. And I saw the word Pinkerton. And I thought, oh, I want to read that. Then as I read, I thought, well, he's a rhino. He said, too much of the Republican Party has replaced voting and venting. Voting with venting. Anger can be motivator, but such motivation is useless only if it is useful only if it is harnessed to an effective mechanism. Well, I kind of agree with that, such as an election. But what he's telling you here is that not enough of us came out to vote. 74 million people, but not enough of us came out to vote, because Joe Biden had more people come out to vote. But that is up for negotiation. Because, you see, We the people believe, many of us, as we watched that election night, something happened. Something highly unusual happened. And then we find ballots and pallets of ballots being shipped here and shipped there and moved around, and people in the back of trucks filling out ballots. I mean, six people filling out 1 million ballots. That's an exaggeration, but it was about four to six people. This was in Nebraska, filling out ballots in the back of a truck, and somebody saw them. We have people signing affidavits saying, I know this happened. I saw it happen. But the courts refused to look at it. They refused to look at the evidence. So what are we the people supposed to think? And then we have this rhino here. He's just praising Ronald Reagan and how he worked with both parties. They hated Ronald Reagan. And I loved Reagan. My daddy just loved Reagan. They were born on the same day. Their birthday's coming up here pretty soon. But the rhinos, they didn't have any problem with Reagan. And the left, they put on a pretense of arguing. I believe that was that Newt Gingrich? No, that was, what were their names? Anyway, they talked Ronald Reagan into allowing citizenship, amnesty. And they told him, if you do this, we'll clamp down, we'll get the wall built, and we'll secure the borders. But that didn't happen. In fact, the opposite happened. So while this man thinks everybody should just get along and, you know, tiptoe through the tulips in D.C. together, we kind of think they need to be looking at us and protecting the American people. The American people have had it. They truly have had it. Unless you're someone on the left who really wants the government to take care of you, independent Americans, I'm not going to say Republicans, but those who believe in a constitutional republic, we have had it. We're paying too many taxes. We've got too many regulations. We got too many. Now they want to make you wear masks. They're going to force it upon you. They're going to take away your First Amendment, your Second Amendment. They're doing it right and left. Biden, somebody's writing all these executive orders, and he's just sitting there signing them. He's going to get carpal tunnel here pretty soon. I hear the music. I don't know about you, but I've had it. Now, we don't need to go storm the Capitol, but we do need to get a righteous anger. And we need to encourage one another. And we need to start looking at our history and thinking forward in a good way. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books.
Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. I want to talk about this just a little bit. This man, his name was James P. Pinkerton. He's a Fox News contributor, and what he wrote is not it's not nasty or anything, but it's very rhino leaning. And I have an article here in my hand from this morning, where Mitch McConnell, he steps into the House GOP conflict by backing Liz Cheney. Well, you know, we said Republicans didn't stand behind one another, but those rhinos do, by golly. Well, and it just now, during the commercial, an article popped up in front of me on my computer that says not only does he, now think about this, not only is he stepping in there and he says Liz Cheney's wonderful and great and fantastic, McConnell says Marjorie Taylor Greene is a cancer to the Republican Party. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it just amazing? You know, before the November 3rd, I said vote out every single Democrat, every single one of them. I think you probably did. And then we can see the rhinos. Well, we weren't expecting the fraud to be quite as huge as it was. It was a coup. It was an election coup, and it was taken. And rhinos helped the Democrats do it. And that's why they don't want to see it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to see it. And they're going to call you an insurrectionist if you even think it. How dare you think we might have been up to no good? Well, in Colorado here, they've got, and I didn't quite understand all of this article, but it's an attempted rhino takeover of the Colorado GOP. It's got a Republican. It says that a political consultant and campaign operative who is campaigning to become the chair of the Colorado Republican Party supported and voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. The Republican Party today is not the Republican Party I signed up for, Lockwood said in August. You don't even hear Republicans talk about small government anymore, but you don't hear a Democrat talk about small government. That's why I was a Republican. I guess I've always been more libertarian or authoritarian. Well, he's got two people running against him. But the left, you know, they've got the, he was, this guy was active and a part of, helped promote the Lincoln Project. And, of course, that's got a big scandal right now with Lockwood is the one who is, I'm sorry, I said the wrong name, but Lockwood is the Colorado Springs Gazette that he'd signed up to work with the far left Lincoln Project during the 2020 election. And, of course, you know, they're in trouble because their leader is caught in a sex scandal with young boys, young men. We're in trouble. You know that, don't you? Well, here in this other article, and this one is also coming from the Daily Caller. You know, they gotta swing that pendulum every now and then. Thousands of Republicans change their party affiliation in four states after Capitol riots. Now, it's not what you would think from the title. It says, in the week following the riot, 4,600 GOP voters in Colorado, 6,000 in North Carolina, and 10,000 in Pennsylvania switched parties. According to NPR data from the Arizona Secretary of State's office, informed ABC News, because they're so reliable, that 7,500 Republicans in Arizona have changed their affiliation. Now, when you read this, you would think they changed their affiliation. Now, they went Democrat, but that's not true. The majority of Republicans leaving the party reportedly changed their status to unaffiliated. Why did they do that? Because they felt the GOP betrayed former President Donald Trump. So they didn't leave the party because of necessarily what happened in November on January 6th. Because, you see, many of us who are listening to both sides of the news here understand that it wasn't, yes, there were some that did it, but the violent entering of the Capitol was not the ones that Trump was speaking to at the rally. In fact, some of that began while he was still yet speaking. But you see, we don't need to know the whole story. All we need to know is what they said, and they will tell you because I said so. Because I said so. Well, that doesn't work anymore. We're adults, and it doesn't work. Tomorrow we will have Melody Cedarstrom on with us, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the stock market, in particular the silver run. See what she has to say about that. And this $1.9 trillion rescue fund that they're going to rescue bill. They're going to rescue everyone who's affiliated with COVID. And even if you're not, even if you make six figures, you're going to get a little pittance. We're going to make sure. Because we have got to get it equal. You know, that is the most bogus thing I've ever heard. That's like a mother saying, well, I have to give this sick child medicine, so I need to give every single one of them the same medicine, so I can have equity, equality in the family. That's not the way you treat it. That's not the way it happens. Rudy gave this to me this morning, and sometimes I kind of give him a look and scold him a little bit because it's just minutes before I go on the air, and I'm going, how am I supposed to read this two-page thing and know what I'm doing before I go on the air? He just kind of shakes his head and walks off. He's a good guy. But it's an open letter to all Americans, and it says, look what you have done. So I'm going to attempt to read this to you because I thought he made some really good points in it. And here's another open letter, and it was found on social media, so you can take it for what it's worth. For those who don't get it, which I thought was pretty comical when I read that after I'd just written that on that other page. Now you understand why there was never any action against the Clintons or Obama, how they destroyed emails and evidence of phones and servers, and how they spied and wiretapped, and how they lied to FISA, had conversations on the tarmac, sent emails to cover their behinds after key meetings, how Comey and Brennan and Clapper never were brought to any justice, how the FBI and the CIA lied, how the Steele dossier was passed along, how phones got factory reset, how leak after leak to an accomplice media were unchecked, why George Soros is always in the shadows, why Romney and Paul and Bush and McCain were all involved, why they screamed Russia and pushed a sham impeachment, why no one ever goes to jail, why no one ever is charged, why nothing ever happens, why there was no wrongdoing in the FISA warrants, why the Durham report was delayed. Has it ever come out yet? Why Hunter will walk scot-free, why the FBI sat on the laptop, why the Bidens' connection to China was overlooked as was unleashed the perfect weapon, a virus that could be weaponized politically to bring down the greatest ever economy and usher in an unvariable mail-in voting. Why the media is 24/7 propaganda and lies. Why up and down and down is up and wrong is wrong and right is wrong or wrong is right. Why social media silences the First Amendment and speaks over the President of the United States. We're going to continue this open letter. We know why. Don't we know why? We still have the left, and we still have the left on the right. We have the Liz Cheneys, the Romneys, and the McConnells, and there are many, many others. There's those who try to pretend they're both when it suits them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke, and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke, and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com, or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before I finish this open letter, I have to make a correction. I have been corrected on Facebook. Thank you, Gene. And Rudy was correcting me because I said equity and equality, and I used them together, and they're not the same thing. And in jest, now this is in jest, Rudy showed me a picture of Showing Equity, and it's got all these people at different heights, and they can't see over the fence. They're trying to watch something over the fence. Well, I'm a little short person, so the little short person got to have the big thing to take up, to be equal with the tall person. And I said, "Well, I kind of like that picture. Equity looks pretty good to me." Now, you know I'm kidding. I do have to use a stepladder, but you know I'm kidding. And so, equality, because they wanted equal across the board with their stimulus package, except for those donors and those special projects. They get more than you. Let's get on with this open letter. This has been the plan. It says here that this has been the plan by the deep state all along. They didn't accept Trump. They didn't accept his win in 2016. He messed up their plans, delayed it a little bit. They weren't about to let it happen again. COVID was weaponized. Governors helped shut down their states. The media helped shame and kill the economy. The unverifiable mail-in ballots were just the trick to make sure the career politicians, allegedly with hands on China's payrolls, couldn't finish a sentence or work correct a crowd, miraculously became the most important popular vote recipient of all time, referring to Biden and Kamala. "You have just witnessed," he says, "a coup, the overthrow of the U.S. free election system.
the end of our constitutional republic and the merge of capitalism into the slide toward socialism. What will happen next? Expect the borders to open up, increased immigration, expect agencies like CBP and INS and Homeland Security to be muzzled or even deleted. Law enforcement will see continued defunding. The Electoral College will be gone. History erased. Two Supreme Court justices might be removed. The Supreme Court will be packed. Your Second Amendment will be attacked. If you have manufacturing jobs or oil industry job, or you get ready. If you run a business, brace for an impact. Maybe you'll be on the book. Maybe you'll be on the hook for slavery reparations or have your suburbs turned into Section 8 housing. Your taxes are going to go up. The businesses will pay more. I could go on and on. There is no real recovery from this. The elections from here on will be decided by New York City, Chicago, and California. The Republic will be dead. Mob rule and appeasement will run rampant. The candidate who offers the most from the Treasury will get the most votes. But the votes voted won't matter. Just the ones received and counted. That precedent has been set. Benjamin Franklin was walking out of Independence Hall on that day in 1787, when someone shouted, "Doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" And Franklin responded, "A republic, if you can keep it." The open letter continues. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, you will now lose your republic. You turned from God. You turned from family. You turned from country. You embraced degeneracy, culture. You celebrated and looked to fools. You worshipped yourselves selfishly as you took for granted what men died to give you. You disregarded history and all its teachings. On your watch, America. On your watch, America just died a little. It's likely she'll never be the same again." I added to that that our republic is bleeding, needs a tournament. A tourniquet. It's a tournament. A tourniquet. And perhaps D.C. needs an amputation. The republic, if you can keep it. Yet all we hear constantly is democracy, democracy, democracy. The open letter, or the newsletter that I shared with you yesterday, it was concentrating on that. Now I want you to pay attention. Maybe you should make a little mark, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then slash for 5 and keep going. Watch the news and listen to how many times they say democracy and how many times you hear them say republic. Not Republican. Totally different. Totally different. But how many times do they say a republic? If you can keep it. I think Benjamin Franklin knew at the age of, I think he was 81, that future generations, that posterity, that they did all this for, will be like spoiled children throwing fits. Wanting what we want. Demanding what we want. And throwing freedom away. In this open letter, he blames it on us, and I kind of agree. But it didn't just happen in this generation. This has been going on for decades. He started with the Clintons. But this has gone on for decades. We have seen rhinos. We have been in debt. When was the last time the United States was not in debt? Nixon removed the gold standard. Over 100 years ago, the Congress of that day sold us out to a Federal Reserve. You know, that'll get you shot, going against the Federal Reserve. Wall Street, they've been under fire this week. They don't want the little guy to make any money. Hey, that's our job, not yours. We're the only ones that can manipulate the market. Not you. Man, happy Groundhog's Day, my friends. Let's try not to repeat it over and over and over again. Let's try to learn. Learn and move forward. I have a little groundhog, stuffed groundhog here from Hallmark that I bought several years ago. Gave to my mentor. Because Derry Brownfield thought Groundhog Day should be a national holiday. Rudy informed me today that Pescatani Phil saw his shadow, so we got 6 more weeks of winter. And Chuck, another groundhog, didn't see his shadow. I said, well, I got the red and the blue here. And Derry used to say, it's only my groundhog that counts. Well, it's cloudy here in Missouri. So if he got up this morning, this groundhog, he didn't see his shadow. So I'm encouraged. But you know what? Groundhog Day is my great-grandchild's birthday. I believe he'll be 3 today. Unless he'll be 4. I'm losing count. I'm getting old. Or too many children. But he was born on Groundhog's Day. And he's a sweetie. He's just a sweetie. That's my posterity. These children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And maybe yours. Because it's for you and them that we try to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.